suffering for nothing. Sitting flat in your butt doesn't buy any bread.
There are children back at home, and the children have got to be fed. And you're lucky to be in a job.
Counting our beds.
And we're counting our blessings.
I've seen how the foreman is fuming today. With his terrible breath and his wandering hands. It's because little Fonty won't give him his way. Take a look at his trousers, you'll see where he stands. Anyone here who can swear before God she has nothing to fear, she has nothing to hide.
What is this fighting all about? Will someone tear these two apart? This is a factory, not a circus. Now come on, ladies, settle down. I run a business of repute. I am the mayor of this town. I look to you to sort this out. And be as patient as you can.
Now someone say how this began.
At the end of the day, she's the one who began it. There's a kid that she's hiding in some little town. There's a man she has to pay. You can guess how she picks up the extra. You can bet she's earning her keep sleeping around. And the boss wouldn't like it. Is this true? There's a child, and the child is my daughter. And her father abandoned us, leaving us flat. Now she lives with an innkeeper man and his wife, and I pay for the child. What's the matter with that?
The bitch could fight. I might have known the cat had claws. I might have guessed your little secret. Ah, yes, the virtuous Fontaine, who keeps herself so pure and clean, it'd be the cause, I had no doubt, of any trouble hereabouts. You play a virgin in the light, but need no virgin in the night.
The laughing at you while she's having her maid. You're having a trouble again. You must sacrifice your
right, my girl. On your way!